Unit 5. It was a hot summer day in Chicago. The Kemper family decided it was a good day to go to the Brookfield Zoo. Janet and Kevin Kemper had two children. Thomas, 3, and Sally, 6 months. Thomas loved going to the zoo. He liked watching all the animals. But he especially loved the gorillas. The Kempers went straight to the gorilla exhibit. There were 6 adult gorillas and a 3-month-old baby gorilla. In the Brookfield Zoo, the animals are not in cages. They are in large areas dug out of the ground. These areas have fences around them, so the animals cannot get out, and people cannot fall in. But 3-year-old boys are good climbers. While the Kempers were watching the gorillas, little Sally started to cry. Kevin took her from Janet, and Janet looked in her bag for a bottle of juice. In those few seconds, Thomas climbed up the fence. A woman saw him and shouted, "Stop him!" A tall man reached up to get him, but it was too late. Thomas fell down the other side of the fence. He fell 18 feet onto the hard concrete floor. He lay very still with blood on his head. Janet and Kevin shouted for help. People crowded around the fence, and someone ran to get a zoo worker. But before the zoo worker arrived, a gorilla went over to Thomas. It was Binti Hua, an 8-year-old mother gorilla. She had her baby gorilla on her back, with one arm she picked up the little boy. She carried him carefully over to a door, walking on 3 legs. There, she put Thomas down so a zoo worker could get him. Janet and Kevin ran to the door too. Thomas was badly hurt and had to go to the hospital. But after a few days, he was better. The story was on the evening news in Chicago. Some people cheered, and others cried when they heard it. But many of them thought about that mother gorilla and asked themselves, what is she doing in a zoo? What is the difference between a gorilla and me?